There is always a demand for work gloves, and if the only trick to selling them is to make sure they're well-made, then Green Mountain Glove Company should be doing all right. But as VPR's Steve Zinn reports, time and change have taken their toll on the 97-year-old Randolph manufacturer.
This is the story of a business set in its ways, what many would consider old ways. A multi-generation family business that after nearly a century has run out of generations interested in taking it over. There are nearly 20 old but perfectly functional sewing machines on the long tables in the workroom at Green Mountain Glove Company, but only one of them is in use.
Most of them are kind of sitting idle, waiting for the big day to come. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Kurt Hopp owns the company, and just to be clear, he's not holding his breath for the big day to come. Green Mountain Glove makes specialized gloves used by utility line workers, protectors for rubber gloves, driving gloves, and heavy-duty work gloves. Hopp's grandfather started the company in 1920, and his father ran it until he was 90. Back in the 1960s, Hopp says a couple of dozen people worked here, but now there are four, including him.
And when they opened up free trade, kind of kicked us. Yeah, things started to go downhill from there, pretty much.
Hopp says lower cost and often lower quality imported gloves hurt sales. But there are other reasons the company has reached a precarious place. Consolidation in the utility business has led to fewer and bigger companies that Hopp says aren't interested in paying an average of $50 for a pair of gloves. They can get them for less, even if they're not as good. Hopp pulls out some gloves made by competitors to show how his are different. Better leather, stronger stitching, and more reinforcing.
We were always told that we were the best in the country.
Hopp says his gloves last longer than two or three pair of the cheaper ones, and utility workers like them.
The pencil pusher doesn't see it that way. It's the price, regardless of how long it lasts or how comfortable it is.
Down in the cellar, Daphne Hurwood stands next to a stack of goat skins used to make the gloves. A cookie-cutter-like die she places under a machine stamps out each of the eight or so pieces that make up a single glove. The entire glove-making process is painstaking, time-consuming, and labor-intensive. For example, because of the way they're stitched, the gloves end up inside out. So finger by finger, Hopp uses a steel rod to turn each glove outside in. Then he pulls each one onto a heated hand-shaped steel form that helps soften the leather.
Move the seams down, tap them a little bit.
Nowadays, the company might turn out 20 dozen pair of gloves a month, far fewer than in the past.
Yeah, we're hanging on. That's about all we're doing.
Hopp is nearing 70. And there isn't a younger generation waiting to take over his business, as he did from his father. He doesn't see a buyer on the horizon either. The driver's gloves made for utility workers have caught on with some gardeners, but they can't be ordered online. Customers have to call the company or order through the mail. Then it takes some time to make the gloves and ship them out. Talking with the soft-spoken Hopp, you can't help but circle back to his stoicism about the company's future and make suggestions. Why doesn't he make a cheaper glove?
It's not worth the aggravation.
How about marketing to gardeners? Tried it, he says, didn't work. What about selling through retail outlets? They don't want to carry gloves that cost as much as his do.
You just seem kind of resigned to it coming to an end.
It may come to that.
Hopp says Green Mountain Glove Company will continue to fill orders as long as there are enough to keep the lights on. How long that will be is anybody's guess. A newspaper article from 25 years ago describes the company as, quote, hanging by a thread. Yet, it's still here. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.